I know what you mean.
I'm just happy we can get it.
Yeah. Welcome to The Ugly Truth. I'm going to start with an awkward moment because it is an awkward moment, but it's not. It is, but it isn't. Okay. So this was last week. Our dog, Bodega, who's quite senior, he gets a shot every month to help with his hip pain.
Oh.
It reduces swelling. He doesn't have to take a pill every day. It's way better. So we can always tell when it's time. He starts kind of getting a little limpy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, poor boy.
Gets up slower.
Daryl has decided, you know, because now understand that I raised this dog.
Yes, he's yours.
I know what you mean. He used to sit in my lap when I would drive to get the
cat that I've been telling you about. Yes. Like we got it together. We had been together for 15 years when we got this cat. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason,
suddenly Daryl has decided that it's his dog. So he's like, no, I'll take him to the vet. It's Daryl's responsibility. Apparently,
he's so now decided. The shot.
Mm. Yeah, so he's taking him to the vet. So I'm like, all right, fine. The kitchen was disgusting. And I feel like all I do is clean.
I know, right?
I'm so sick of it. But I'm like, I can't do anything in here until I clean.
I agree.
It's always the countertops.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm cleaning the kitchen. Now
the stove.
Oh God.
Jerry can't use the stove. He doesn't seem to understand that every time you use it, you must
wipe it down.
Yes.
I know.
So I'm like, what are we doing? Like, this is like three foods that you made today. And this thing is,
I know.
And I get home from work and I'm like,
I've resigned
myself.
What,
I did the dishes.
The only way I can get through cleaning the kitchen now, and I don't know why this happened, I have to wear gloves. So I wear rubber gloves.
Okay.
And I've been doing it for a while now. And I'm just like, I can get through anything if I'm wearing rubber gloves. I just don't like things touching me anymore.
I feel you.
Maybe I'm just getting more paranoid.
No.
I don't know. So I'm wearing, now
I have a pair of those yellow kitchen gloves that I keep for a variety of reasons.
I had an industrial pair of rubber gloves that I loved. And I got a hole in it and I didn't know until I realized that I felt like I had acid in my hand.
You were touching something.
I'm like, what's going on? Why is my hand burning so bad? And I look and there's a little hole in it. And I'm like, oh, because I use lava water.
So do I. Have you ever discovered a hole in your oven mitt that way?
Oh, yes.
I did that with my my silicone oven mitt. And it was right in between the forefinger and the thumb.
It's always there. Always.
And God, does that hurt.
You're like,
like out of nowhere. You throw the oven mitt on the floor as hard as you can.
And then you're like icing your fucking hand.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes. Anyway, so I'm doing the dishes and I always get the ones with little grippies so that I can hold all the things.
Right.
Daryl has this mug that he has had since before he knew me.
Uh-oh.
He bought it at Disneyland when the Indiana Jones ride came out.
Oh.
It's like 30
years old. You can never get one.
No. Well, no, you can't buy it.
Not like that.
No.
Yeah. No, no, I get it. You could maybe get one on eBay.
It's black glass and it's tall, kind of tall, narrow. He takes it whenever he gets a new job. It's the first thing he takes to the office.
Okay.
It's his little good luck charm.
That's cute.
And it says Indiana Jones and I don't know what else. It has a little, his hat and a whip in a circle. It's like his thing.
How cute.
Loves it.
Yes.
And so it was the first
probably
thing he
moved into my house. It was probably a good conversational piece whenever he takes it to a new job.
It's his little
baby. Because everyone's like, oh, wow.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
And it's like, if you want to know who he is, here's the mug. So I'm washing it. I'm rinsing it out and I have it in my hand and I'm taking it over to put in the dishwasher. It slipped out of my hand.
Oh no.
And shattered.
Oh, fudgesicles.
In the sink.
Oh,
shattered.
My God.
Now I was shocked because I don't make mistakes like this ever.
Well,
and he's not home.
You're like, God. What
so
do
if
I
he
do?
Heard it, he'd be like, what's going on in there?
Yes.
I'd be like, I don't know. So I'm like, I look at him like, oh shit. So I pick up all the little pieces. It cannot be glued. It's glass. It's not ceramic.
Oh, no.
So I
and
can't.
It's old, so it's probably brittle.
Yes.
I mean, the glass does, you know.
Oh, no, it's old.
You can be careful with it and it'll stay intact, but if you drop it or nick it, it's
curtains. Mm. So I was like,
oh, God, Jamie, what did you do?
So I took a picture of it, and then I said, I have some devastating news. And I texted him. I wanted him to know before I got home.
Yeah, because you don't want him to walk into the door and be like, I have to tell you something.
I said, everybody's okay. However, I broke your mug and I just sent him the picture. Now he was in the middle of dealing with Bodega screaming as huskies tend to do when they're not in their normal habitat.
Oh God.
If they're being messed with in any way whatsoever, and so when Daryl even said, he goes, I asked the vet, I'm like, is he always like this? They're like, we have it in his notes that he's quite vocal.
What does he do?
Oh God. Huskies are very vocal anyway, but he's extra.
Okay.
What a surprise. So, and they don't get many Huskies, to be fair. So they like him a lot because they're like, he's so great. So anyway.
Well, he's really cute.
He's cute. So I'm like, I broke your mug. And he's like, oh, well, it's okay.
Of course, like, he would say that.
I mean, so I said, but I'm going to replace it. I know there's one on this planet that I can get you.
Yeah.
So I went upstairs immediately, went on eBay. There were three.
How much were they?
They were cheap.
Oh, good.
After all was said and done, I went with the one where the seller had like 50,000 sales.
Yes, yes.
Five stars, all that shit. It was a little bit more, but it was worth it. And it's the same. It's the same. It's, okay, good. Looked, there was nothing. So
you could have almost done it and not told him.
I did. No. Because it's brand new.
Oh.
And his is faded. So right. He would know. He'd be like, there's something different
it's
about
it. Like when you try to replace a kid's blanket.
Oh, you can't.
They know.
I tried that once. Malia's like, I'm no fool. She knew. She's like, this isn't my blanket. Whose is this? Who else is here that has blankets? Because this isn't mine. I'm like, all right, damn it. And that new blanket is sitting in my garage.
She could care less about it.
She's like, I don't know whose this is, but it isn't mine.
I'm never adopting it.
So I did a rush on it, everything. I'm like, I'm going all out. I'm getting this mug as quickly as possible. So he came home and he's like, that's really sad. I'm like, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I never make mistakes like this. I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
He's like, it's okay. And I said, this mug is older than us as a couple. He's like, I know. And I'm like, okay. So the mug comes 2 days later.
He was probably really sad. He would never tell you because Daryl's so sweet.
You know, the thing is that accidents happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, like,
it's not a sad mad, like, damn that, you. But no, it's just no, like, no, it happened.
Disappointed, and, you know. But also, I'm like, what have you broken of mine? And now you feel like,
oh God, Jerry's broken so many things of mine.
He's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, why is it okay?
He broke my favorite curling iron once. He had no idea how mad I was about that.
I started getting suspicious because he was very like, it's all right. I understand. You didn't mean it. I'm like, what did you break?
He's like, okay, what did you even do?
Now he has broken things of mine that have royally pissed me off. He always breaks shit that I can't replace. Like he broke my vent in my car.
Oh, fuck.
He's like, I can replace this. I'm like, you will never replace this. It's going to cost $400 to replace
what Right. Oh, my God. I shit feel like you. That. Jamie, like, I'm telling you, Jerry will never admit that little dent that's in my bumper of my Jeep.
Like, you did this.
It was like a month after I got it. And like, he thought I wouldn't notice. I was like, are you fucking crazy? And then he's like, the dent was gone.
Oh.
So now there's a little paint mark where
so he fixed it.
But he's like, I've never seen a car undent itself before. I'm like, neither have I. That's fucking weird.
It's a miracle.
It's a fucking miracle. God damn. I'm like, how stupid do you think I am?
So like, the mug comes and I open it and I'm like, please, please, please be the same. Please be, please don't even be even remotely different.
It's just not faded though.
I know. And I told him that I'm like, it's not going to be the same, but it is the same mug. It's just not your mug that you hand selected
right.
at Disneyland.
And that you've kept for
Indiana
all these years.
Indiana Jones Outpost in 1990. So I'm so sorry. So anyway.
But it probably did come from that place.
Well, it did because you can't get them anymore.
Right.
They're done. They're whatever there
it
is.
It was the only place you could buy them at the time.
Yes. And once they're gone, they're gone.
Somebody
so
did
luckily
buy one.
Somebody had it on eBay. Thank God. So he pulls it out and I'm like, here he goes. Oh, look at it. It's like new. And I go, yeah, I don't think anybody's ever used it. I go, but let's not drink out of it until we wash it.
Hell no.
He goes, well, I'll wash it. I'm like, yeah.
We don't need another accident.
So he's in the kitchen and I'm in there and I'm cleaning up all the wrapping and stuff. And he's like, I don't think it's as tall as the original. And I'm like, what did you say?
Jamie.
And he goes, oh no, wait, it is. And I'm like,
Jamie.
No, he said that from the kitchen.
He's no, like, I know, but do you have to crucify the man? You know he's really sad.
And I'm like,
he's trying really hard not to make you feel bad.
And he comes out and he's kind of smiling. And I'm like, are you giving me shit? He goes, no, I thought maybe it wasn't as tall as the original. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to buy them all.
Now we're going to measure them.
I'm going to buy them all that are on eBay and you're going to have many. And now you're going to have them all. And there will be no doubt
that they're the same size.
And what I want to know is how did he know? Because we threw away the mug, the broken mug.
Well, no.
And he's like, oh no, it's the same. I'm like,
no, because his brain is telling him this is not your mug. And I guess it'll do. And it was really nice of Jamie to replace it because I know she feels bad and she doesn't feel bad about that many things, mm-mm, which you don't. So know. He knows you feel bad. He's not trying to make you feel worse, but he was disappointed.
Fully.
And he's not allowed to express that.
He's allowed.
But if he does, then you're
all
like,
the opportunities.
What did you say?
Well, I mean, you know what? He didn't even have the balls to do it in the same room, though. He did it in the kitchen.
He knows better.
He's like, it's not the same size. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I bent over backwards for you.
Jesus
Christ. I spent $28.
You broke his favorite mug that he had for 30 years.
I know.
It's irreplaceable.
It's true. It is absolutely so correct.
He's allowed to be sad.
Like, you forgive me.
It's the same.
You must.
Who cares?
I just know that this is going to come back, and I just don't know how or when, but it's going to come back.
No.
Just like when I called him an ashy bitch, he's told everybody.
I didn't know.
Everyone.
He never told me.
He was in Atlanta, and he was with a coworker. Well, I don't know if he's a coworker, but.
What was he so angry about that he would have said that to you?
A what?
The ashy bitch? Yeah.
No, I called him an ashy bitch.
Oh, you did. Oh.
I dare.
I was about to say, wait, what?
I practically slip around in this house. I'm so moisturized.
Jamie, I mean, no, I mean, we've talked about the fact that our husbands.
They don't care for their skin.
They very, no, right. That they very rarely will actually like call us a name.
Oh, God.
No matter how angry.
Yeah.
Right.
One time Daryl tried to call me a bitch once. I'm like, go ahead. Say it.
I mean, seriously though, in all, he's never.
He's like, I'm not going to call you that. I'm like, what are you going to call me?
Jerry has.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I can count on, I'm not lying. I can literally count on one hand in 25 years.
Sure.
But I remember exactly the fight, where we were, what room we were in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I've called him.
Everything you can think of.
It's so true.
I called him. Times. I called Daryl pussy the other day. I don't even remember what it was. He goes, "Why are you calling me that?" I'm like, "Cause you are." It was in jest, but it was whatever.
But still.
Anyway, so he was in Atlanta, and his coworker had to go to Sephora because he's like, "I left my moisturizer at home, and I really need it."
And it was a dude.
It was a guy. Okay. And yes, it was. And he's like, okay. He goes, well, I'll go with you because it's a really cool mall. They have like Gucci and Versace. Yeah. There. It's a really nice mall.
What city was this?
In Atlanta.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So they go into the Sephora and he's trying to get his thing. And Daryl goes, yeah, I had to go to Sephora with Maddie because he needs his moisturizer and he can't like function.
Yeah. Like I can't be here.
I'm like, I can relate personally. I can understand that. It's like literally the first thing I pack when I'm getting ready to leave. So I don't forget it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go, you know, you could take a couple of clues from your coworker. He's like, what? I go, you're an ashy bitch.
Right.
Like get some stuff.
Like, yeah. And he's like,
So we're at dinner with a bunch of friends. He goes, and he had some drinks.
Oh.
He goes, my wife called me an ashy bitch. And I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? First of all, I didn't say it like, you ashy bitch. But now you have to explain.
And I was like, no, I don't actually, Stephanie. I just like, well, you are. I'm like, it would be great if you would, I don't know, care for the largest organ that we have.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it so hard?
No.
Just because you're a guy, you think that you don't have to care for your skin?
I agree.
Put some freaking stuff on. And I even told him, like, your own father has a skincare regime.
Right?
I mean, what are we doing?
My husband is not a metrosexual in any way, but he is a lotion whore.
Good. He knows.
Yeah, he does. And I don't know where that came from, but he's always, always, always been that way. I didn't have to teach it to
because
him. Thank God.
It feels good to not be molting.
He didn't like. Yeah. He doesn't like that. Yeah.
So he's like, do you think I should? I'm like, you know what? I'm done harassing you about your skincare. I have purchased things for him. I've done all the things. At this point, I've even suggested that he go to my person to get Botox. He's like, I will never. And I go, well, then get the laser therapy. He's like, I'd rather do lasers than that. I'm like, first of all, she's not going to give you lasers because if she did, you 3 layers of skin would leap off of your face before she ever got.
Because you're so dry.
And I remember it was Bill Burr, and it was a long time ago. He's married to a gorgeous woman of color. I mean, stunning woman.
Oh, I've seen her.
Beautiful. Beautiful lady.
I think she's on The Real Housewives.
She did do a...
She was a guest.
She was a guest, yes.
Yes.
Anyway.
And she's beautiful.
When they're first getting together, you know, she knows how to take care of her skin. Uh-huh. And so he goes, why do you always do that? She's like, take a butter knife and scratch it across your shin.
Oh, God. Ew.
So he did it. And the amount of skin flakes that came off of him. And she's like, you just can't see it because you're white.
True.
But when women of color or darker skinned people, that's where that term comes from, Ashy.
Yeah.
Yes. And I go, when darker skinned people do not care for their skin,
it's visible.
It's gray because they have dead skin.
Yeah.
Which is why
we all have it. It's just
exactly
ours is hidden.
And when I heard that and he said that he was so now of course he slathers himself in lotion and does all that takes care of his skin and he looks a lot better.
It feels better. I hate having dry skin.
I was not good at moisturizing for a really long time.
I was not good at moisturizing my face. Same. I used to moisturize everything else. But I don't know why.
Now it's like, it's the only thing I do. Well,
the only reason why I didn't do my face in the past is because...
You thought you were told it would break you out.
Well, and yes.
It's lies.
But it's a lie. It is a lie. Well, and also the product we have nowadays is so much better. I mean, everything used to have fragrance in it.
Do you remember when we used to...
Rose flavored freaking...
Yeah, remember when we used to burn our skin with sea breeze?
Yes.
It literally was alcohol drying our skin.
Although I still do use a dab of it on a zit. I have...
Okay. Like if you do it with a Q-tip maybe?
Yes, I do it with a Q-tip.
Good. Some people just use toothpaste. I would never.
No, I would never. But I mean, I only do it because it freaking works.
I know.
It really does. And then moisturize over it.
It just dries it all out.
Yeah. But I mean, if you have something huge and you have a meeting the next day and you're like, I can't with this. Like I'm not going with this thing on my nose tomorrow. I'm like, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay, we need to wrap it up, but I wanted to ask, this is something that I had on my Weird Note app again.
Okay.
And I know it's going to be hard for you to answer straight up, but try to go with your first thought.
All right.
If you knew you only had one more day.
To live?
Yes. What would your preferred final meal on this earth be?
Oh my God.
And it could be anything.
Something that I couldn't normally afford or something?
Like your fantasy final meal.
My fantasy final meal, and this is probably going to seem weird, but it's the thing I treat myself with every time I either feel like shit, like mentally, mm-hmm. or I'm overwhelmed for some reason, mm-hmm. or if I'm really, really happy. And okay. I'm like, I love a pokey. Now, here's the thing. It can't just be any pokey if it was going to be my last meal.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to be perfect.
It would have to be the kind of pokey that you can get these exotic fishes from Japan or somewhere, mm-hmm. like you can only get it in that part of the world.
Yes.
You know, like the most elegant, luxurious type of fish ever.
Velvety melt in your mouth.
Stuff that I've never had before, probably. Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm not limited to 5 proteins for $21, you know, and caviar with it and all of the luxurious things that go with pokey.
That sounds so delish.
And lately pokey bars have figured out some things and they like, now you can mix your base. You used to be able to just get like sushi rice or white or brown rice. Now it's like soba noodles or green microgreens or other greens. You know, they have like all these different things that you can like, so you can do like half sushi rice, half soba noodles.
My mouth is watering.
Jamie, I'm like someone finally got smart and like figured out some shit with pokey. Cause it's like now you can mix all these. And I'm like, I have to sit in my car and eat it. I put my sunshade up.
And you're just like.
So you can't see me. Yep. Yeah. And my windows are really, really tinted in my car. So you cannot sit there see and just in.
Fully enjoy.
And fully. Yeah. The only thing is like I have to like cape myself in napkins.
So you don't get sauce.
Because I spill it everywhere.
Oh yeah.
And it's not fun.
Every time I think of my final meal, I always think about the most perfectly prepared piece of beef that I can imagine.
Yeah. That might be my poke bowl with like some Wagyu with it.
With an incredible prepared potatoes, like wispy, soft potatoes.
Just, oh my God, I'm so hungry right now.
I know.
I haven't eaten today.
When I think of that, it's comfort.
Yeah.
Because especially if it's like your final meal, but then I also think about sushi and stuff.
Well, surf and turf is famous, popular for a reason.
But it can't just be lobster and crab.
No. It's surf and turf is not, from Per Top Chef, surf and turf is basically like a seafood and a protein.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be traditional. Yeah. It was like, lobster and steak.
Yes.
But that's not necessarily what anymore. It means. Yeah.
But just the perfectly prepared sushi.
Yeah. And you love love white fish. You love halibut.
Oh my God.
And
imagine
stuff like that.
So when I think about my final meal, it would be just like you, the most decadent, prepared favorite food I already have, but just next level.
Do you have a cut of
prepared meat
that you like?
Well, I'm always right now, and this is kind of your fault because I think you told me about it. So I can't stop thinking about it. So that's all I can think about currently is that prime rib restaurant in San Francisco.
Oh, Jamie, have you guys gone yet?
No, I want to go.
Oh, go.
You want to go?
Yes.
I saw it and I was like, I told her, I'm like, we have to go here.
Yeah.
Like we have to go.
We must.
I want that cream spinach in my body.
Jamie.
Immediately.
I mean, we would have to, because I think you get a side and I'd be like, oh no, one side is
I
not.
Want all the
and
sides.
And people do this and they're like, well, I thought I could eat it because I was like, I couldn't pick. And then they have this huge table of food and they're like, ugh.
That's all right. I'll eat it for a weekend.
That's it's what like I'm saying.
Don't we eat leftovers for days after Thanksgiving?
God, yes.
Yes. So
we keep checking the turkey until it has a smell.
I was like, all right, turkey's done. Just, and I want to, oh my God, my teeth hurt. My mouth hurts.
Your husband is like the meat master. Can he not make us one?
No, he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, he totally could. We have, in fact, right now, we have a tomahawk steak in our freezer right now. I know.
Why are we talking about this? Like, I'm dying.
I don't know. I just wanted to end it on a really good note.
No, you did. But you know what? There's this girl I watch on TikTok, and I can't watch her when I'm hungry or premenstrual, but she's keto. So she doesn't eat carbs,
right?
But the foods she eats are so much different than like the normal average keto person. Like I've been so uninspired by seeing people that do keto.
They say keto is very unhealthy for you.
I agree. And I would never do it.
I did keto once. My pee turned green. And I said, you know what?
Yeah, I'm done doing it.
I stopped.
Yeah, I'm never doing it. Yeah. But I don't watch her because she's keto.
No, I get it. But her food.
Yeah. So she eats with a very, and she's a nurse. So what's very common for her is to eat a sweet potato and put things in it.
Ooh.
Like she'll eat it. Like she'll take a chicken sausage and like stick it like a hamburger bun and be like,
oh, that's weird.
It is weird, but I would eat that all day long.
I would too. That sounds delicious.
It's just my thing. And I don't know some people aren't sweet potato people.
I like it. It just has to be really savory. Cause if some of them are very sweet.
Yep. I'm all with you. I love mine with like tons of black pepper.
Oh my God. That sounds and butter. And they're really good for women.
They are.
Yeah.
They have a lot of potassium in them.
Did we learn nothing from Sex and the City, the movie? Where Samantha rubs yams on herself.
True.
They have forgot
about that. Speaking of, there's a new season that's about to drop.
I know.
Are we gonna watch it?
Of course I'm gonna watch it. There's nothing more that
I love.
Did
it already drop or is getting ready to?
No.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing more I love to watch than hating Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know.
Don't know why I hate her so much.
No, I hate her.
I don't know if as a human being, I'm sure she's fine. Like she's very intelligent. If I met her, I'm sure she's just perfectly lovely.
So I've heard.
She's incredibly successful. She has a shoe line, which was a very smart move.
I didn't even know she had a shoe line.
I've
never seen a show. Is it successful?
Yes, very successful. Oh. And she definitely segued from the Carrie Bradshaw role. And she's like, I should definitely be in the shoe business. And she is. And they're really pretty shoes.
Okay.
I don't know how I've never seen one in person.
Me either.
But from what I understand, they're very, they're a luxury shoe. It's not a cheapy. You're not going to find
Louis Vuitton type shoe.
Yeah, you're not going to, they're like Jimmy Choo level.
Gotcha.
But they're very nice. And I'm sure she's very creative. And you know what? And I've loved a lot of the crap that she's been in her life.
Well, I mean, she...
Footloose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what was that one movie where she was...
You can't buy a diaphragm in the mail. yes, she... Well, I mean, part of her shtick now as an actress or an actor, whatever you want to call it, is her fashion.
Yeah.
All of the big major fashion designers give her stuff, send her stuff, like wear this. So she has worn some really like crazy, edgy, like really cool stuff. But
I agree.
But I guess
I just struggle with the Kim Cattrall thing.
Same.
It's literally the only thing.
Me too.
And you know what sucks is that you're not going to like everybody you work with.
No.
And it just happened to get a little too public because Kim Cattrall has boundaries. And she's like, look, you guys can throw all the money you want at me, but it was not a wonderful set for me at the end. And I don't want to do it anymore.
Right. And I don't need the money that bad. She's doing just fine.
She's doing amazing. On that note, not to really revert back to it too much before we say goodbye, but everybody's like, how is Kim going to recover from the Taylor Swift song? Thank you, Amy. It's so devastating.
God.
She crossed the line.
Jamie,
she's a mother.
I'm living for it.
And I'm like, she's a billionaire. She's going to be just
fine. She's fine. She's fine. But here's the thing about Kim, because I know you haven't watched her in a long time, but
Yeah.
She's so, she can't like,
She can't retort it.
She can't retort
it. She's not a writer.
The truth
she's
is
nothing.
The truth. Yes. We all know what happened. And Kanye is so fucking crazy now.
What is she
that everybody's questioning like, what in the fuck? You know,
I will say this. If you really listen to those words, she does thank her.
She does.
She's like, I wouldn't be where I am if it hadn't been for you.
She's like, you pushed me.
Yeah. You made me. me better.
You made me, you made, I hated and you so bad that I had to do good.
Not only that, but it made her tougher.
It did.
And that's what bullies do if you use it to your advantage.
That's true.
Some of our bullies are homeless and that's fine. And I may say that I have
and
no
And some of our bullies
sympathy.
Are still single at 52. And
that's fine too.
We're only married in their very early 20s.
That's all right. It's fine. It's yeah. fine.
It's totally fine.
It's fine.
But they're desperate for companionship. They've it's dated okay. literally every dirtbag we ever went to high school with.
It's fine.
Yeah. So.
And did they make us better people?
I mean, I think it's fun. Yeah. I don't know if
I would say yes because yeah. honestly, no one has intimidated me since because I won't right. allow it.
I definitely know my worth. Let's put it that yeah. way.
I mean, after that whole, I mean, she bullied me for years.
Yeah,
and
same.
After that, I had bullies in high school, but I was never afraid of them. I was yeah. like, you can talk, and they talk mad shit. And there are people to this day who believe those lies. And I'm like, you go right ahead. They're fucking cunts.
Yeah.
And they know it. But it didn't intimidate me and it didn't change anything about
no.
me. Even in high school when you're at yeah, your weakest, really.
You're your weakest because you're growing up and you haven't discovered who you are yet.
I'm like, you never bullied me the way Jody bullied me, so.
Jamie, I'm telling you, that song Slut by Taylor.
Oh, I love that song.
It's all of us.
Yeah,
it's, I love it. Well, maybe not all of us, but if you were ever slut shamed because you were pretty or people liked you or whatever.
Or God forbid, you know what? There was a girl in our school who was slut shamed and I never understood why they did that.
And she probably wasn't a
she
slut.
She wasn't.
The man I lost my fucking virginity to. I was a virgin. I had
was
done
a
it
slut.
One time. No, he told everybody I was a slut. I'm
oh
like,
God.
I did it once. You know, I'm like, how am I a God. Slut? You know, it was awful. So yeah, I agree with you. I'm not mad that they're just dragging fucking Kim right now.
No.
I think she deserves it.
Yeah. But I mean, and honestly, I thought Taylor was nice to her.
I saw a TikTok where the guy was like, oh, the Taylor, the Swifties are just dragging Kim right now. Like if you've ever looked at her comments, I'm like, you know what? I haven't looked at her Instagram in a while, even though I do follow her. I follow Kim.
Yeah.
So I went on her and she just dropped some new Skims and I was like, let me just look. So I went into the comments and if her comments are always like, you know, in the hundreds of thousands.
Sure.
There were so many pages of thank you, Amy. That was all it was. And so then I went to like older posts, like in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, since they're all the same.
They are all like that.
Hey, you know what? I will say this.
Amy's trying to act like she's so unbothered. She's so bothered. I mean,
she doesn't even run that account. But you know what's great?
No, but she knows.
Skims is really good.
I know.
I love it.
I will never take away from Skims.
It's
everyone I know who's ever worn anything of Skims, they love it.
I have a Skims. I have one Skims thing and I want more.
Yeah.
And every time I go to buy it, they're sold out.
I know.
So
she needs to be better with that. Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, because it just creates demand.
I suppose.
And you'll pay what they're worth because there's not that many.
I guess.
It's fine.
But there's nothing wrong with keeping a supply. You know, I mean, if you can never get something after a while, you're just going to give up.
Skims is going to end up. Well, you can buy some Skims at certain things, but it'll end up at Kohl's just like everything. Eventually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then it
won't,
she'll sell it.
And then it won't be good.
Well, she'll sell it.
Yeah.
She's not going to. I don't think she plans on keeping it forever. I mean, that's
no, I'd sell it too.
Yeah. She should sell it now. Why it's worth so much fucking money.
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you so much for
listening.
Thank you, Amy. We appreciate it. We will be back. Bye.